bring to you today is for your glory. And it came from the Old Testament of Exodus 33. And it went something like where Moses had a relationship with God. Now I want you guys to sort of like go there with me and imagine being able to come in the presence of the Lord. And the Bible said that Moses was able to talk to God as a friend to a friend. All right? So whatever Moses' concerns were, he was able to bring it to God. And so Moses was telling the Lord, said, Lord, you say you know me and you're pleased with me. And God's response to Moses was, I do know you and I am pleased with you. Then Moses' second response was, then show me your glory. And God said, you want to see all of my goodness? He said, I will show you my goodness. He said, but no man has never lived and saw me and lived. He said, so what I would do is put you at this rock, in the cleft of this rock, and as I pass by proclaiming my name, he said, I will put my hand before your face so you can't see the front of me, but you would see the back of me as I proclaim my name. Isn't that something? That you can have that relationship with God, that God would honor your request. So as we come to you, we ask that you just be with us, one in the spirit, as we sing for your glory.
Here I am, the bride. somebody right now where you are. Somebody ought to hold their head back and holler, I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I bless your name. Is there anybody that's willing to stand up and holler a scream of praise? Stand up to your feet and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, he's a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Let's your name.
Wanna be well.
Worship him in the beauty of holiness. The Bible says, shout out to the Lord with the